Next up is Jeremy Payne.
Representative Barry, Senator Woodson, members of the committee, my name is Jeremy Payne. I'm the executive director of the Maine Renewable Energy Association. Just want to mention we also have two other lobbyists on retainer that you may see or hear from throughout the session, so Kate Knox and James Cody, rather. So we, as many other people have offered themselves up, we offer ourselves up as information resources to you, both in this committee room and outside of this committee room. Just to touch upon some of the issues that we may appear before you on, certainly things that are involving wind, solar, biomass, the renewable portfolio standard, long-term contracting, utility affiliate issues, and probably any number of other issues that will come up throughout the session. But those typically are the areas where we focus on. And I just want to quickly add a few comments based on some of the conversation that's taken place in the last couple of hours. And I think Representative Harville mentioned or was digging in with Dylan on some of these regarding unpredictability. I guess Dylan was talking about trying to promote predictability. But one thing I just wanted to mention is that unpredictability is really pervasive across all generation types, whether it's wind, solar, gas, oil. There are always going to be times where the supply, whatever the fuel is, air quote fuel, there's always going to be times when that fuel is not available. So sometimes it doesn't rain, so hydro may struggle. Sometimes there may not be the sun may not be shining, solar. Sometimes there may be challenges in getting wood to the biomass plants. Sometimes there's constraints with the gas pipelines. So every resource has challenges. But one of the things that ISO New England is really good at is making sure that we have a diverse energy mix that allows us to accommodate some of that variability. Now, as you just heard from Joel, is it as diverse as all of us would like? Probably not. It does leave us exposed to those violent price swings that he mentioned. But when you have a system of 33,000 megawatts, it's not that challenging, and I think the grid operator has testified to that effect in this committee before, to accommodate the variability associated with some resources. And then there was also some discussion about wind requiring power purchase agreements. Every unbuilt generation resource requires power purchase agreements. Their generation is not built without power purchase agreements. So wind is not unique in that effect. That's why the Energy Omnibus Bill created the opportunity to have gas pipeline companies come in with their proposals, and the commission could determine if any of those would reasonably lower costs for consumers. Everybody is looking for PPAs. Fossil, renewable, everybody. And then I think just the last thing I wanted to touch upon was the discussion around the wind goals. So we've talked about this in this committee the last couple of years about whether the wind goals are necessary. Frankly, it's really a bunk claim to indicate that they're impacting permitting decisions by DEP. DEP has testified in front of this committee that it has no impact on permitting decisions. It really is just a signal that's sent to the marketplace that Maine is open for this type of investment, but DEP makes the decision about whether a project receives an approval or a denial based upon the merits of that application, not whether or not it gets us X percent closer to the wind goals. Do applicants put it in their applications? Yes, this would move us 2% closer to the wind goals. Yes. Does it have a material impact on the decision made by the department? No, and they've testified to that effect. So with that, I will wrap up and be happy to answer any questions you may have now or during the session.
Representative Harville.
Thank you. One of the things I was getting at a little bit is it was basically the two concepts, the long-term and predictability. Are the contracts that are entered into by renewables, do they tend to have to be longer-term in nature?
Not necessarily. I mean, it's usually easier to finance a project if you have a longer contract. But no, I mean, there's plenty of examples of renewable projects that do 5 or 10 year deals with utilities in across New England.
And is that kind of the standard when it deals with other entities like gas or nuclear, whatever, hydro?
Yeah, I mean, I certainly know less about the way the gas companies or the nuclear companies work, but generally, yes. I mean, every generator will take the longest deal they can get at the most beneficial price. So, yes, is the short answer.
Okay, thank you.
And I probably should have mentioned at the outset, we're a professional trade association based here in Augusta. So we represent renewable generators in the hydro space, solar, wind, biomass, landfill gas. And then our members consist of the companies that build, operate, maintain, and service those projects as well. So my apologies for that omission.